This is CliffCentral.com. Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
CliffCentral.com. O'Neill on CliffCentral. O'Neill on CliffCentral. You're listening to O'Neill on CliffCentral.
All right, so let's just try that one more time. As I said, we've got LK Kuli. Oh yeah, where are you now? Are you, which part of Nigeria are you?
I'm in Lagos, Nigeria.
You're in Lagos. Now, you are 21 years old.
Yeah.
When did you start doing music?
I wouldn't want to sound cliche. when a lot of people say I started doing music from my mother's womb and she like. Okay. I wouldn't want to go on that lane, but I think I started doing music when I realized I had the passion to do it.
Okay.
And then that be in my university days. Then I used to be in my second year. Let me say, when I used to be in high school,
yeah,
when we were supposed to prepare for exams, I would, instead of me reading for my exams or trying to revise for my exams,
yeah,
you find me singing the lyrics to people's song. And then so my friends would go like, if you can sing the lyrics to people's song this well, why don't you just think of starting to write your own lyrics? And then
nice.
All basically started that way.
Now look, from where we are, it sounds like the Nigerian music industry is buzzing because of the amount of music you guys put out on a daily basis. Is it easy to break into the business?
To be easy is quite relative, because there's a very popular saying that goes, a good product will always sell for itself. So, but sometimes some other factors would always add up, and then that doesn't make that that saying solid. But as for breaking into the music, the business of the music,
yeah,
I think the success equation that says, when preparation meets opportunity, success is definitely inevitable. So
nice.
when you always stay prepared for the right opportunity to come, I think success will always be yours. So
and you're signed to Flex Factory.
Yeah, I rep KKTBM and Flux Factory.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then KKTBM is an acronym to mean Cash Camp Trick Billionaire Music.
Okay, now you've got a new single. It's not necessarily a new single. It's an old single, but you have a remix that features Yan 6 and Wizkid. Tell me about the creative process involved with this song.
Honestly, the very first time I recorded this song, I never saw it coming this far.
Mm-hmm.
Yan 6 has been a friend. He's been a good friend. I met him in Abuja.
Yeah.
Abuja is the capital of Nigeria, and then it is where it is where I'm based precisely. It is where I started my music from. So I had Young Six come over to work on his EP.
Yeah.
And then while he was working on his EP, we only just seized the opportunity to make the song. And then that's how we had the original song. And then along the line, months after, Wizkid had something to do also in Abuja, the capital of Nigeria. And then while he was at the club, the DJ played the song, and then the song came up. And then that picked his interest, the reaction of the crowd to the song picked his interest, and then he just goes like, oh, I think this song is a nice song, and then I have to be on this song. And then he just humbly came forward to say, okay, I want to be on this song, and then I like this song. And then we're like, yo, Wizkid, as in, we'll be glad to have you on the song. And then so that's how we had Young Six and Wizkid on the song, basically.
Have you been to South Africa before?
I've not been to South Africa, but I think I was supposed to sometime last year.
Yeah.
But
okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, you are.
I haven't.
All right, now, cool stuff. Now, we would love to have you come here to South Africa to come and perform. First of all, congratulations on this for this song, because it's just blowing up everywhere. And I suppose it's that Wizkid magic and along with Yan 6 as well. Now in the studio, in the studio here with me, I've got two awesomely talented women here. What would it take for you to do a collabo with artists who are based here in South Africa?
You know, like I said, music is a universal language, so it is basically about the quality of music and then managerial decision.
Okay.
So just like, for instance, Drake was able to jump on the Wizkid song, the Ojo Elegba song.
Yeah.
It's the same way I feel Wizkid jumped on my song, and it's the same way I feel I will hear another good song out there and I'll jump on it. So it requires nothing too serious. It's just about the quality of music and managerial decisions, basically.
All right. Now, when you come here, can you promise us that you bring us a bit of that jollof rice?
How do you know about jollof rice?
Dude, listen, man. How can I not know about jollof rice? It's the one thing you guys promote next to Pepe.
It's a Pepe. Okay, yeah. I wouldn't promise you. There are more things I can bring to jollof rice.
Okay.
Basically, but jollof rice is it. I can bring you more things. I can bring you kilishi.
Okay.
It is dried. It is dried meat. I can bring you kuli kuli. It is it is granite snack. And then
I think I've seen some of that stuff on Africa Magic. I've seen
Pardon?
Some of it. I've seen some of that stuff on Africa Magic.
Yeah, definitely. They're all very nice African cuisine and varieties.
Okay, before you go and we premiere your song here with your remix featuring Yan Six and Wizkid, I just want you to say hi to my ladies here. I've got Tamasha and I've got Melo. Melo?
Hi.
Tamasha?
Hey.
This is Okay Kudi.
Hi, Okay Kudi.
Hi, hello. Who am I speaking with now?
Speaking to Tamasha. And Melo.
Okay, Tamasha.
Yes.
Hi, Tamasha.
How are you?
I'm very well blessed. How have you been?
Fabulous. Good start to
the
year.
Thank you for loving my song. Thank you for loving my song. I appreciate you too much.
In your time.
All right, dude. Listen, man. Congratulations for the success of this project. And I hope that when you do come by, you'll just basically come hang out with us in the studio.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Cliff Central Studios is the name of the studio. Yeah?
What's that? Sorry?
Cliff Central Studios is the name of your studio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, no problem, boss. No problem. I'll definitely pull by when I'm around.
All right, brother. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right, so here it is, man. It's a brand new one. On the other side of this, I wrap up with my ladies. Gospel
on a beat. Baby, I don't tell you, make you know they make you, make you know they look good. Make you leave my tire for my tires, baby. I don't tire. Oh, oh, oh. This is the remix. Yeah, yeah. Everything that you do make my things stand for. Oh, God. Say my girl like to dance while I sing my song. Yeah, she behind me like, boom, make me sing this song. Oh, God. She de blow my mind, make my thing go long. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Obrigado, obrigado. This my fucker where they appreciate.
Started when I saw you staring yesterday. I was watching you, we were walking. I was lost for what to say. I was hoping, girl, I'm asking, will you stay with me today? For this money or this fame, girl, I will give it all away. To be with you.
Cause I got throw with you, make you no think I'm true. It no go easy to chop my money, got to show me better attitude. One last see two, yeah, you now hope you gonna bless me. Got that, see baby girl, I be knocking on your door. Cause my boss, he don't take a night, come in and shut
you. This feeling started when I saw you staring yesterday. I was watching you, we were walking, I was lost for what's to say. I was hoping, girl, I'm asking, will you stay with me today?
Don't let me go, don't let me go,
just to be with you,
baby, girl, don't.
21 years old, LK Kudi. The song is called With You. It features Wizkid, Yon 6, all the way from Nigeria, and he's never been to South Africa before. So yeah, he promised us all kinds of things when he comes down here. All right, so we continue with the show, and sadly, I'm going to be letting go both Melo and Tamasha. But before we do that, it's only fair that we do the most dreaded part of the show, so they perform for us on the flip side of this.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Ooh. No other place to be.
No other place to be.
Cliff Central. Up to the sea. You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. No other place to be.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Gina, are you ready?
Ooh.
All right, ladies, are you here?
Okay. We are here.
All right. So let's make this one stick. It's the final one from both Mel and Samasha.
Take the world on. Oh, we are here, ready to take the world on. Are you ready? I am ready,
ready
to take the world on.
Tell me, are you ready?
I am ready. To take the world on, yeah.
Are you ready to go beyond the stars and the moon?
And the moon.
Are you ready to go beyond the stars as they loom?
Are you ready?
'Cause I'm ready for you, baby. I'm ready for you, baby. I'm ready, 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 ready. Take me when you're ready. I'm ready for you,
ready for you,
ready for you,
ready for you.
Ready, 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 ready. Take me when you're ready.
Are you ready to take on?
Tell me, are you ready?
The moon, the stars. Are you ready to take on?
Tell me, are you ready?
The moon.
Tell me, are you ready?
I am ready. I am ready to take on.
Take it on.
Take on.
Take it on. Take it on.
Are you ready?
I think this is the one.
Are you ready?
This is the one. You guys promised me you guys are going to do something together. Yeah, even if it's not a song together, do something together. Yeah. At least.
What else could we do together?
Right.
I feel like that's what we're joined here by. Right. Music, the matrimony off.
Amen.
Hey, listen, you both have hands. And I have eyes.
Awkward.
Quite, quite. As I turn away.
As I turn away.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now, ladies, listen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope that this is the year that we're beginning to see. We see meaningful results.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the music, and people appreciate you for the music and the talent that you have. Nothing beyond that.
Mm.
Absolutely.
You know, I just hope this is the year when that happens. So please promise us that when you do have those projects ready, you'll come back and share them
with
us.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes. This is home. This is home.
Yeah, I've actually been here a couple of times, so I'm starting to kind of get the hang of it, getting to know everyone here.
Yeah,
that's good. Know? Listen, so anytime,
anytime
you feel like just stopping by for water or hugging Duncan over there.
He's the way I like
he's
water.
He's the pervert.
And soon I'll be liking Duncan.
How's about? He's the pervert of the office. He's the Donald Trump of this. So, guys, thank you very much. What are you up to this weekend, Melo?
This weekend on Saturday, you can catch me probably at Taboo.
Okay.
But we'll just wait and see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and Tamasha, what are you up to?
I'm always in studio.
All right, that's good.
I hardly turn up.
That's good.
I try sometimes, kind of like, you know, go out with the girls, turn up, put on some shoes, look sexy, and be great. But not everything allows for that to happen. So I just need to buckle down this next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And just get a few things sorted out. I'm excited because a lot is going to be happening.
All right. So when next are you on BET Buzz?
My week ends today.
Okay.
So you guys must check it out at 7 p.m. tonight on DSTV channel 129 BET.
Is there any scoop that you wish to share with us?
All right, guys, you must check this thing out. In fact, even if you don't get to see it on the show, you're welcome to go onto the BETAfrica.tv website.
Nice.
That's
one.
Now beautiful and revamped, and we have our own little section there where you can check out all the episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck with everything you
thank
do.
Thank you for having
yeah,
us.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. All
right.
You too.
More guests coming through shortly. Don't move.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Oh, Lord, say jump. One question, how many rest? Instagram post picture. You know, say follow me back. One man say this. One man say another thing. Call my other thing and another thing. For one thing and the only thing. Make it jump.
People in the front.
Jump.
All my people in the front.
Jump.
Get his body by the.
Jump.
Get his body by the.
Jump.
All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
Keep it 150. Write my number on the autograph. Swear the shit kinda trippy. Kill the pussy, she a hologram. Pardon me, pardon me, pardon me. Won't you accept my apology? I'm sorry for killing the game and making everybody look like they wanna be. It's whatever, it's whatever. We never run out of cash, yeah. Having fun like a motherfucker. Fuck around and hit the dab. Turn around and hit the dab. Get it rich, you get it mad. Hit the car and do the milli rock. Yeah, wait, hit the dab. Nazova, Nazova, serious. Tina big dollar la plancha, 200K on the necklace. I got the key to the city, nobody doing bad. Looks like I'm the king now, I mean both arms went flat. This shit looks like I got twins now. They say, rap about money too much. My subject matter's gonna need an adjustment. But ever since I became richer than your favorite rapper, I ain't give a fuck since. Fucking new bitches in my old house, old women in my new crib. You all follow in my footsteps, well put it on if the shoe fits.
Oh Lord, say jump. One question, how many rest? Instagram post picture. You know say follow me back. One man say this, one man say another thing. Call my other thing and another thing. For one thing and the only thing. Make it jump.
All my people in the front.
Jump.
All my people in the front.
Jump.
Get his body by the.
Jump.
Get his body by the.
Jump.
All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
Jump.
All my people in the VIP. Picking things from the other side. Be very careful with the shit. I seen them spaz, now I'm traumatized. A little change and never change. I drink a little sham for the pain. Man, if it's fuck them all, then it's fuck them all. I don't think I can never rephrase it. I'm getting calls for my cousin. Never seen that nigga my whole life. I had a talk with this kind of honey. I was thinking about fucking the whole time. Like get in the bag. Leave every recording device on the dashboard. After one look at my invoice, got a driver's license and a passport. Yeah, that means I'm about to go overboard. Overboard and overboard this bitch. What you think they're taking photos for? I am very important, bitch. Please, close all the curtains for me. They might be recording this. I'm not going out again till I get my rollie, bitch.
Pull up, say jump.
Jump.
One question, how many rest? Instagram post picture.
Please.
You know, say follow me back.
Follow me.
One man say this.
Yeah.
One man say another thing. Call my other thing and another thing. For one thing and the only thing.
Make it jump. All my people in the front.
Jump.
All my people in the front.
Jump.
Get his body by the.
Jump.
Get his body by the.
Jump.
All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
Jump.
The beat is 150. Nigga better sell a kidney. Never show them where to crib them. Shit is looking like it's Disney. Baby girl, get your tickets. Friends said it's been a minute. You know that the clock is ticking. You know I turn up for a living. I really do. And we popped a few things at the back of the club. Now we all in the mood. I done spilled on my shoes. Get on the booze. These niggas is liars, but fucked up his ass. They should be rebuked. Tell them the truth.
My grill, ice cold.
She's so cool.
I hit it with the lights on. And
like she only dances my songs. Sucking like a slave boy.
Jumpin', jumpin', nigga, Fungi. Me and my niggas run the country. Sexy chubby, where the fun be? Sexy chubby, where the fun be? All you niggas is some junkies. And Penny Sparrow is a monkey. All these girls, they want the shunties. It's jungle fever like Jumanji.
Pull up, say jump. One question, how many rest? Instagram post picture. You know, say follow me back. One man say this. One man say another thing. Call my other thing and another thing. For one thing and the only thing.
Nigga, jump. People in the front.
Jump.
All my people in the front.
Jump.
Get his body by the.
Jump.
Get his body by the. All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the back.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
Jump.
All my people in the trap.
So you know it's about to go down, man. This is Nash the C in the company of Anati and Kespen Your Vest. We're coming back. Don't move.
You're boarding a plane in 2 hours, and you're looking forward to Sin City. Your girlfriend, however, has her heart set on Rome. You love her dearly, and let's be honest, she totally wears the pants. So you load up Rome Season 2 on your laptop in the departures lounge. But by the time you get to Cape Town, you're demanding she plays The Good Wife. Because with Showmax for 99 Rand a month, you get to watch the best series and movies online anytime. So get to Showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
It's City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
All right, so I don't think there's going to be much talking for now. This is how we're going to introduce the next guest. I'm just going to blaze this beat and he's going to go at it.
Yeah, no problem. Yo, right. Yo, check this out. What, heavy. The hustle is breaking bread with any butter around. But it better go smooth or you'll be lumps in the ground. Scattered around, chewed up until your crumbs in the mouth. We do the dirty work, but there ain't no scums in the south. We take them out clean for the grime of your mouth. What you about, lean? When I balance it out, I got it out, seen. And I'm chillin' about with all my niggas and you know how we out, you know. I make the beat skip, make the heart stop. You know I come drip, till the body drop. You know the full clip, trapped on all the 45. And I get live when it's time to build a nigga jive. Yes, you know what, I'm a big dog. Yes, I don't bark it, I bite dog. But I don't bite rhymes, don't do it with words. It's a curse just to come through with another verse. What? Heavy bars is the B.I. Yeah, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome for the first time here at Cliff Central. This is Biggie.
What up?
On a Biggie beat.
Oh.
No, for real, his name is Biggie.
Yeah.
I was messing with you. Welcome to the studio, man.
Yeah, man, I'm glad to be here.
All right, so we're going to do this simultaneously. We also welcome Nasty C. He's also a regular here on the show. What's up, Nasty C?
I'm good, brother. You good?
Yeah, everybody's talking about this. Is it. Yeah. Are you feeling the pressure?
Nah, not really.
I know you've been getting this question a lot. Like,
Nah, I keep working. Like, that's how I get myself to not think about, you know.
Listen, the one thing that, for me right now, it feels like you're on everybody's song. Tell me about those phone calls that keep coming in.
Obviously, like, a lot of people call for features, but I have to pick wisely and obviously, it has to go with what you're going to do with the song, how you're going to push it. Are you going to do a video? Is it going to help me?
Or okay.
Is it a good song in general? That's the first question. Is it a good song? If it's a good song, then yeah, let me do it.
Now, how long does it take you to put together a verse for a specific song? How does it work with you?
I'd say 30 minutes to put together, like, a good verse that goes with the song. 30 minutes.
Okay.
30, but if it's like one of those conceptual songs that you have to stick to the concept, you can't just be wavy, then that'll take like a little more. All maybe right. Maybe twice.
Nice one. We're still hanging out with Nasty C, and we also have Biggie. Let's just introduce you to the listener. Who is Biggie and what is your foundation?
Yo, Biggie actually was like a name I kind of grew up with. You know?
By the way, you do sound like him. It's uncanny.
You know, so it started from there, you know, I grew up, well, I was mostly based in the hood and then I jumped to the burbs, but I lived my life in the hood. So it went from Stoja, you know, to Big Man. Then, you know, when people heard that I could rap, they were like, hey, B.I.
Okay.
So since then, I would tell somebody my real name, like, yo, this is my real, real name. Then okay. They'll be like, at the end of the day, Biggie. So I just kept on with it, you know what I mean?
Nice one.
Yeah.
So hip-hop, your relationship with hip-hop, tell me about it. Where does it come from?
Oh, man, mine comes from... I would like to describe myself first like this. Mm. I'm new shoes in an old box.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? I come from the boom-bam, man. Those times where you would step up in a corner cypher store, you know, find your MC. Before all this media stuff, you know, yeah. came in with this hip-hop.
Yeah.
I was that kind of dude. Gandhi Square, semi-marks. You find me in the crowd, man. I was always.
Okay, yeah. So obviously you freestyle.
Yeah.
Is this your thing?
Yeah, well, freestyling is what I learned before I could write.
Okay.
You know all what right. I mean? Yeah.
All right, let's just test you, shall we? Let me see if I got... let's try this beat here.
Yeah.
Okay, you decide the concept that you want to go with.
Right. All right. Let me think about it. All right. Maybe roll a joint around it. All right. Applying pressure to these haters. What up? I hit the bone without detaching the flesh. I hit the bone without detaching the flesh. I'm moving up all ripe and fresh. My root is blessed, blessed by divine select. Put aside by the core to live on correct and reside in manure for their growth effect. My pride impacts, walking all four impacts. And you know how we do when the dick is strapped. Huh. Moving through the south like that. We don't have to bounce, man. I got the chucks right here. And you know the full bag of the green type of thing. And you know I don't have to mention what I mean. But I wanna mention what I mean, and I pay cash for that mansion that I'm in. You check the stats and you know how it is when I swim into the ocean with the flow, with the motion that I got in the potion that the witch gave me. The voodoo priest told me, dog, you the ish, maybe. And I just come through short, just like B-I-G. I said double G-I if you're talking to me. What?
nice one. We're hanging out with Biggie in the studio. We also have Nesta C in the studio. Now, Nesta C, is there any song that you've done among all the songs you've been featured on that stands out for you? Like, that you feel like you gave... I'm sure you bring your A-game to every song.
Yeah.
But there has to be the one song that every time you hear, you're like, damn, but I went in on this song.
It's a song that's not out yet, though.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's about to
tell us about the song?
Yeah, it's about to drop soon. It's Tseho's song.
Okay.
Featuring myself, Gemini Major, and Casper.
Uh-huh.
The title is Tell Him Say. It's a really dope song. I like the feel of it and the beat more especially. It's dope. It's
true. Okay.
Yeah. And my verse, I like my verse too.
Let's talk about the business of things right now, because, you know, I feel like right now, you know, you've got all these phone calls coming in. Everybody's talking about how nice you are.
Yeah.
And what's happening with the business side? Do you feel pressure to understand the business of the music right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like every artist needs to know what's going on, like, on the other side. I mean, you need to know how everything works, or whether you're being cheated or not, or whether you're being paid your worth. You need to understand all of that as an artist.
But
luckily, you know, I got like a small team, but we're efficient, man. We do everything. Like, my manager's right there.
Okay.
My PR manager's right there. We like we ride three.
Okay.
We handle everything.
Okay. Everything. All right. Nice one. We're chilling with Nasty C. Let's just take Friend Zone. This is one of your tracks.
Breeze.
Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Stand by. We're coming back.
Two bad girls make a bendo. Tell them calling friends I need 10 more. And they gon' do whatever I say, so whatever I say. I ain't messing with a shot chick. I hope she messing with my side chick. Oh, she don't want me to call on my wife. Four bad girls, what the hell? Do whatever I say. Get the fuck up out the bendo. Let her get up out the bendo. Tell her get up out the bendo. She tryna get up out the bendo. You can pull through with your so-called sisters. Or whatever the hell you call them. That's seven
that don't mind taking it fast, so I'll turn them all to walkers. Rest in peace to Pardo. Smoking on that autumn, that's that motherfucker older. I keep it mathematical till the semester's over. Back of the cab, we can practice math. Some n****s over my face, yeah, that's working out. 69 when I round it over. I can Chris Bosh your girl while she's working, man. Just know when the best is near, man, the worst is nearer. I just skipped school and I saw me on the TV like, God damn, that's a perfect mirror. See, give me numbers like an abacus. And you know numbers don't lie, yo. You n****s actually yell the 5-0. But you got a record cleaner than the f**k child. So I'm about to tell a dime, get the f**k about the friendo. Two bad girls make a bendo. Tell them calling friends I need 10 more. And they gon' do whatever I say, so what the f**k I say? So I ain't messing with a shot chick. I hope she messing with my side chick. Well, she don't want me to call on my wife. Four bad girls, what the f**k I do? What the f**k I say? Get the f**k about that benzo. Let her get up out that benzo. Tell her get up out that benzo. She's trying to get up out that benzo.
Chest down, got in front of no ball. She got the fan damn kicks. I'm just looking to order. Let beats in Jengum Sebens, I'm ready to slaughter. I'm straight to the point, Jengum Sizzing Yao Lola. Okay, when I need to tell young fool, not the friend zone. Zimba Wako Wanking Yao Lula, make it bend up. Got to not on Yizum Lomo Wako Womila Fagi Bungazo Potter, two bears, I make him do what I say so. So she let go. Gemini and Nasty, tell me what they plan though. Sizzle Shy ain't got a no more for the handle. I still vested that, I'm going Rambo. Except, it's staring all the game. Munga Wuza Wonku Muto will never be the same. Donna switching lanes, I see that drop. Give me 10 more. Ufunu Fagu friends on, got 10 more.
Get the fuck up out the window. Two bad girls make a bendo. Tell them calling friends I need 10 more. And they gon' do whatever I say, so what the fuck I say? So I ain't messing with a shot chick. I hope she messing with my side chick. Well, she don't want me to call on my wife. Four bad girls, what the fuck I do? What the fuck I say? Get the fuck up out that benzo. Let her get up out that benzo. Tell her get up out that benzo. She tryna get up out that benzo.
Ooh, goddamn that, get the friends though. Put her in the friend zone. Got a white girl, when I kick you with a friend though. Put him in the benzo. Ooh, rude vibe in the day. I don't want no wifey, I don't want no side chick, but I pull up with the girl. Tell him say one by one, let's roll. Ooh, she put it down, now she belly dancing. Cause you know your body like yelly yelly something. She got a man, you tryna be romantic. Cause you know the body needs yelly yelly something.
Get the fuck up out the window. Two bad girls make a bendo. Tell them calling friends I need 10 more. And they gon' do whatever I say, so what the fuck I say? So I ain't messing with a shot chick.
Who's in production here?
Me.
You produce as well.
Yeah, produce.
Oh, nice. So this is Friend Zone Nasty C. Now, what's happening with you, Biggie, in terms of are you putting any records out there?
Yeah, well, right now, you know, I'm actually looking at what's out there, you know, the flavors, you know, Nasty C bringing that pressure on the
BCs. Yeah,
know?
I saw you vibing to this.
Yeah, of course, man, you know, I jam to the real stuff, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, man, so it's more like, you know, when you see those kind of MCs jump out,
yeah,
your play becomes different because you are looking at what's already been out there. So what I've done was I chose to basically scrap what I have out there, and actually reproduce some sound that would actually resonate, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm actually trying to kind of, you know, want to dig deep, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Probably one day Nasty C you gonna do something nasty on them, you know what I mean?
Okay.
One of those.
So you did mention that you're from the boom bap era. For some reason, guys who are from the boom bap era, they're always very dismissive of the current breed of MCs. Are you one of those? How do you feel about the new school?
You see, when it comes to hip hop, you know, as a culture, you cannot separate each other as MCs.
Yeah.
So whether, like, even KRS-One said it, a dope MC is a dope MC.
If a
MC is on the track and it's spitting some real bars, I'm gonna show you props.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're gonna also spit bubblegum, I'ma chew.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So there are MCs out there, I wouldn't say names, that I feel like they need to be off the charts, you know what I mean? But you know, I see potential and then I feel like I'm gonna contribute to that, you know.
All right, because we are a live performance show, I think it's only fair that we test a little bit of Nasty C right now. And I see Gina's got a little progression going on in the background there. Nice to see. I'm sure you've got, you can pull a verse or two from the archives that you just want to lay on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, look. Junior on the keyboards. A little bird said that, a little bird said this, a little birdie said it's nothing that a verse can't fix. If our relationship is based on that, the word ain't shit. Oh, he's starting shit for some hype with Freddie Merc, that trick. I made the TV my CV, and man, my work came quick. You an artist made by the DJ, man, the worth made this. If you an artist, this is how you make your words paint pics. If it's too hard, then tell your father that his sperm ain't shit. I got into this, and never read the terms and conditions. I break the rules and do whatever if it works for my niggas. We run and stop in every city, then return with the riches. We run in and out them curves, then we curve. The women, yeah, she down with the set. She the family treats, says she can handle how the family treats her. She's lying about how she be only hanging with me, but I seen her in the pictures with the family tree niggas. They family to me, nigga. We passing the weed, nigga. Stuart Major, I see that boy every week, nigga. Like, throw me a beat, nigga. I know you got heat, nigga. And when I sent that verse, I made my nigga go preach, nigga. Now preach.
Amen. Absolutely insane stuff, man. This is nice to see. Now, you just did a song with Chad the Don.
Yeah, the other side.
Tell me about that, working on that song. How did that come about?
Well, he called the other night, right? And I was just like free. He said we should go to the studio. Studio's at his place, so we just went to his place. And he played this beat. I think it was the first beat he played, man.
Yeah.
And I just like fell in love with it. He said he had like an idea to go like two long verses with just like no hook. He wanted to straight rap on the song.
Oh, nice.
Like, as you can hear, his verse is more rappy than mine. He wanted to go in like ham.
Okay.
I was like, nah, as much as that'd be dope for rappers, we need to make it like a song for people to
listen
to.
Yeah, it has to be musical.
Yeah,
it has to be. All right, so let's check out the song. It's a brand new one.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them models and strippers to come inside. We got mineral dinner, we got some wine. How you feel to be you and all your friends? It's how you feel to be stuck on the other side. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. No, I wouldn't want it. Yeah, I'm really on it. I'm really on it. I said I'm really on it. I said I'm really on it. I'm really on it. I wouldn't want it. We coming up. We done enough, fuck all the runner-ups. We got the numbers up, we got the summer tuck. We got the commas, my nigga, yeah, we got all the luck. Real life shit, really in the crib, making hits like this. Nothing in the world makes you feel like this when you realize this. I can never stop, even when the beat break like this. Everybody in a goddamn rap game got the place I stick with the weed at. I need that, it keeps me afloat. I got them shook with the same shit they say will keep me in notice. And when they ask if I mean it, I say, well, bitch, yeah, I wrote it. And on the road, I got so-and-so riding dick like the rodeo. Oh. Tell them models and strippers to come inside. We got mineral dinner, we got some wine. How it feel to be you and all your friends? It's how it feel to be stuck on the other side. I wouldn't want it.
Jokes, it's funny cause we ain't laughing. But then I had her coming with nasty to cause disaster. Tell me what's funny. Fuck it, just point me to the money. Even though I might have hit it, I'm not in it for your honey. Trust me, they love me. Don't get it twisted, we not buddies. I'm running and we're the pretty man, cause shit about to get ugly. Fuck it, I'm ready to blow. Fuck it, I'm ready to go. I'm about to pull out on all of my foes. I'm about to go and get me some new clothes. I'm about to fall out on all of these hoes. He got a problem and we let him know. We gave me something that he didn't know. We wanna see what he got, here we go. Whoa! Tell them models and strippers to come inside. We got mineral dinner, we got some wine. How it feel to be you and all your friends? It's how it feel to be stuck on the other side. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. No, I wouldn't want it, yeah. I'm really on it.
Black car, suited for white dawn. I see these raps panic and some of their hype's gone. The only shit that works is the record that I'm on. It's 24th feature, the
to kill your love song. Give me a summer. Let's see, I'm gunning for the drama. Hold me a verse away from being the Dalai Lama. Needing your mama. You homies pleading for nirvana. These youngins looking desperate. I see them screaming and talking. Show them how to move when they come through. Real G's gotta do what they gotta do. And it's all on you. What you gonna do? What are you planning to do?
Cause homie, you on the other side. You on the other side, homie. You try to get to us, but you don't know where we reside.
This is honestly a very exciting time for music. I mean, you listen to the quality in here, you can tell, like, this is really, we're headed for a good year in terms of music. This is nice to see in the company of Chad the Don. It's a fresh new one. Now, Junior, do you have some keys for us? I think it's only fair that I put them, these two MCs together, at least on one more thing before we bounce on out of here. We've got 15 more minutes to go. Remember, everything you hear on the show will be available as a podcast, which you can keep in your smartphone. So you simply have to download the podcast and you can listen to it as and when you feel like it. It could be a gym. You'll be able to listen to everything we did here today on the show. So, gentlemen, let me know if you're happy with the keys that Gina is playing. I don't know what the theme is, whether you just want to go at the beat and just rap. It's entirely up to you.
Let me break the ice and never think twice. Biggie will do it nice. You know it be right. You see me at the night. I'm coming through with spite. I bring the lightning because the Zeus dog don't zero when the mic thing. See, I do it like every day. A habit to me. I'm a rabbit when it's on my way. I'm coming through. I'm here to grab it, better back away. It's humming through the 45, will make you buck away. It's how we do it when I'm ducking in the SA. About to move another country, yeah, what they say. Nice to see, man, what they say. And you know I'm on the beat, man, crazy.
Growing up there, you should never want to hear me. Now it's like they gotta ask permission to come near me. Cause they tell me they went back to their email and they read it when their minds on my messages. And I got that message clearly and they heard me and they hoped that I would dumb it down. Karma's like a virgin, man, it'll hurt when she comes around. Pressure busts pipes and niggas wanna call the plumber now. But I'll be humble, I don't wanna be the reason niggas let their mothers down. But it's gonna take a while just to get over it. I've never been the one to hold the grudge, but now I'm holding it. And that's where I get cocky. They made me more and more of a dick, a selfish nigga. When it close to summer, I get cold as shit. Trust me, I'll be fine with just my squad around me. A couple baddies with some hearts to do some squats around me. Couple doobies make the room smell like she just fought around me. Cause the game could never find a piece that fell apart without me.
Alpha lions assemble, protractors over cribble. You see that Biggie, the symbol that I'm making this able. Abling niggas to come in through when they're acting strong. You know how it is, it's all about who lasts long. Who got the raps, who got the skill, who's so original. Who cut them off, man, who get them ill. Who got the doctor prescription, who got the style and the distinction. Man, distinction, or this rap section. Put me in the corner, you just want a corner. I know that you a fiend, dog, cut it off the strainer. And you know the sauna, burning off the haters. And you know I'm clean, dog, moving so smooth on the beat. I don't know, cause I rap blind, cause love is so hip hop. And I'm on the spot, and that X-Men YZ as the beat.
So there you have it, man.
Love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Long peace and trust. Double OC.
I need long clips and trust.
Double OC.
You're listening to me. Need long clips and trust.
Double OC.
Yeah, baby.
Man, you should hate yourself.
I had to.
Look into a mirror, nigga, rate yourself. Look at the shit that we doing, motivate yourself, brace yourself.
I done got my motherfucking juice back. I done got my motherfucking juice back. I done got my juice back. I done got my motherfucking juice back. Motherfucking
juice. Back in the game like a twister, my nigga. Right on the spot like a twister, my nigga. Get it? I
I've been under pressure lately. A bit too much to make a diamond if it's estimated. A bit too much to weigh the music and the school shit. And it's all because I tried to balance both like I have to make it. I need a lot of head for the stress. I'm giving out a lot of babies every day. She blowing up my phone with the text. Like she thinks she got a baby on the way. I tried to tell her to get rid of it, but all she do is call me ignorant. We always fighting over some little shit. I'm cold hearted, I'm evil, I'm inconsiderate. And now we got them. I can't worry about pampers, the weight on my shoulders, the system of damage. I dropped a hell of a tape, took a break, now I'm working on something to match it. Man, and who boy named Major is major, that happens when talent is natural. I got my juice and this time I say some to these rappers, some to these rappers. Man, 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 you should hate yourself.
You should hate yourself.
Look into a mirror, nigga, rate yourself.
Nigga, rate yourself.
Look at the shit that we doing. Motivate yourself. Brace yourself.
Nigga, I done got my motherfucking juice back. Woo. I done got my motherfucking juice back. I done got my juice back. I done got my motherfucking juice back. Woo. Woo. Motherfucking
juice. Juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Juice. I dropped that Price City mixtape and then the nigga went silent. I did way too many niggas a solid. When Bae told me she feeling nauseous, I prayed to God and then he responded. I've been feeling way, 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 way up. Getting cake, but I only let him see the cookie jar. Working in private, I never bother nobody, but I still wish a nigga would up on a shooting star. Nigga, you drop one song that they don't fuck with and they gon' hate you. Them niggas ain't fam to me. If that blood ain't thick, it ain't yellow pages. Fuck it, I plead out of ocean. My niggas humble until you provoking. My little nigga stronger, man, that's what I told him. The grass is only greener when you smoke it, nigga. So I be with a garden at. Had to check my pockets and they feeling like a parliament. Pardon that. But when you buzzin', look at how they try to call you back. And the real ones that with you won't run. Whoever's there now should have been there from one. Some will ride with you and some will ride on you. What goes around comes back around like a blunt. Man, 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 you should hate yourself. You should hate yourself.
Look into a mirror, nigga, rate yourself.
Nigga, rate yourself.
Look at the shit that we doing. Motivate yourself. Brace yourself.
I done got my motherfucking juice back. I done got my motherfucking juice back.
What?
I done got my juice back.
So let me ask you this: your folks, have they heard the song?
Yeah, they heard it.
What did they? What? How did you explain motherfucking juice back to them?
I didn't have to.
So they're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like my father knows that there's a lot of, you know, cussing in this hip hop thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's never tried to like sit me down. I know he hinted once that I cuss a little too much, and that I cut it down just a little bit. But he understands, man. He's cool. Like when
it's
he
part
sings
of
it,
the,
yeah,
yeah.
Like when he sings it, he says the whole thing too. He's like, whatever.
Does your father rap the entire song?
Not the entire song. Okay. But
the hook.
But yeah, yeah, the hook. The
okay,
hook.
That's interesting. Yeah, is he one of those fathers? Does he go around bragging to other fathers like, yeah, my son has got his juice back?
No, not really. My father's not that type of person. My father's okay. Like I get my persona from him. He's like a very humble dude. He'll tell okay. you he'll tell you about me if you ask him or if you hint yeah. that you know about me or whatever.
Okay.
But he wouldn't
okay.
just like out of the blue.
All right, now, does family, do they treat you differently now that you're on videos everywhere?
Family, nah. Family's still the same, man. My family's always had faith in me.
Okay.
Since my parents, you know, obviously they'll be a little worried about me picking music over, yeah. you know, carrying on with my studies and stuff.
Yeah.
Only because they want the best for me, you know? But now they see that it's actually going somewhere and that actually I'm reaping awards and all that stuff. So they're happy for me, man. They haven't changed.
You know, the one thing that's often overlooked when it comes to good rappers in general is the aspect of vocabulary. I mean, it's a huge part of rapping and being able yeah. to creatively string words together and make sure they make sense and they rhyme as well.
At the same time, yeah.
You know, people think it's an easy thing. Yep. How do you stay abreast? How do you stay on top of your game?
You read. That's the key.
Yeah.
Trust. That's the only thing. That's, I mean, they say that in school also.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
to increase your vocabulary and whatever, and like broaden your whole way of pronouncing words, your yeah. understanding of words and whatever. You just need to read, man. That's it.
I think you know, we've spoken about this before, and I think this is one thing I respect Nasty C for. I mean, at his age, and this is the what he's pushing, and he understands this concept, because a lot of people do not understand. There's nothing as annoying as liking an MC, but you can pick up that his vocabulary is lacking. You're literally on his third album or on his second album, but you can tell you're picking up similar concept from previous album. That's because they fall short somewhere. Now, do you share the same sentiment?
Well, for example, I was explaining to homeboy here that I wasn't really bumping none of this trap or this what's on right now. You know, you'd come home and I'll bump you the old school stuff. And then I heard Nasty, you know what I mean? When I heard Nasty C, I paid attention to him, you know, because at first as an MC, you hear, hey, man, this dude came out, yo, he's murdering. I'm like, yeah, y'all niggas always say you're murdering. Then when I heard, I saw that actually there's actually effort being put into this, you know what I mean? There's real bars constructed with this sound, and it's possible, you know what I mean? So a lot of the MCs, I could say, you know, no disrespect, but real talk, they could learn a lot from homeboy here starting it, especially from the age he's from, where he's from. I mean, it ain't nothing much, but, you know, being curious, man.
I appreciate and, it. And I think structure as well. You know, I listen to some of his stuff. It meanders, and the structure is so complex at times. I don't know, is this something you picked up from someone specifically, or is this your thing?
I think it's, you know when people expect a song to be chorus, verse, chorus, verse, and then the last chorus, or whatever, right? You could change that, surprise them, blow the person's mind, make them, make it fun for them to listen to your song.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people don't really listen to the stuff we say. A lot of people just listen to the hook and the beat, and for them, that's a good song, right? So at least you gotta cater for those people, man. You gotta make a simple, catchy hook, yet it shouldn't be bubblegum. Like, you shouldn't repeat the same thing, like, 16 times.
Okay.
But at the same time, it needs to be, fun to listen to. There needs to be something interesting about it. It needs to be music.
Because at the end of the day, man, hip-hop actually was here to teach. Was here to express, you know. So sometimes when you're telling me I must drink every weekend, that ain't really progressive in my department, you know. But if you're putting in skill, and I can hear from your words that I can derive a certain energy that will help me out, you know, when I bump your jam, then I'm on it, you know.
Now, when can we expect the first single from you, Biggie?
Oh, Heavy Buzz is coming out real soon.
Dude, I need you to commit. I'm going to need you to commit here.
Yo, okay.
Give us
dates,
just give us a date.
Just to show your love.
Yeah.
Let's just say the 14th of Feb. Check this out.
Dude, don't make it corny.
Say it.
I'm about to hurt people's feelings on that day.
That's cheesy.
Really?
But honestly, I'm looking at around Feb. You know, I can't really confirm when. Mahalo my team, though.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much. To play out, because we have just 2 more minutes. I think, let me see if I can't find this beat here real quick. And it's old school. It would be nice to hear Nasty C on this. So this is how we play out. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Biggie first time here on Cliff Central. Nasty C is also here. He just murdered it. When we come back on the other side, we say our goodbyes.
Say, what's the threat to a youngin' at murder? On the lines of these pages, when he rhyming, he yearning. On the rhymes that he hates, hey, on the power he yearning. When he rhyming on stage, end of the day, he's still locked in the cage. Most of you rappers claim, oh man. Let me get it better.
It's yours.
Let Biggie take it.
Right, Nasty. Let me do them nasty. Let me get no plasty and get no classy. Coming through trashy, you know how I be. It's Timberland boots, man, on another MC. Kicking out the teeth, gone like the nigga I know. He came through too strong and the nigga got blown. The 45, man, I always say it all the time, because it's either I piss or you piss me off. So you know how it is. When the cliff be gone, I jump off. No strings attached, man, F off. Nah, come through with that on top of flow. Nasty C looking ready, man. Here we cop a go.
Hey.
let's go.
Let me hear you say 1, 2, 3 up for this 5-star nigga. five-star flows and a five-star nigga. Hey, I'm hard. Now these rappers are styrofoam, so I stack them up and break them in threes when the mic is on. The beats in my psychosomes, I write these songs with zero effort and make them lean because I write in italics font. I write with songs on my radio. Girls that see me say, I like your songs, but you're out of your mind, but you're nice for show. Then they always go for the taller dude and design the clothes or whip in a finer tone and probably has a lighter tone. I'm just some unemployed rapper in the cloud of smoke, so he can take them on dates. All I could do is write a poem.
All I can do is maybe roll a joint for her, put it on the point, take it in the J-Sack. You know how it is when we roll with not sex, dragging down the flow like the causeway's really at. It's left central, you jumping off middle side. You coming through, dog, you know you kind of Gemini. Well, I'm a Libra cause I balance it out. I scale it out, man, the landscape, I'm glamming it out. Meaning, I put the gleam in whatever shinning. You niggas come through with your shindig. I take it off the real dig, I dig it up with a spade. You know I'm Jack, put it in the traits, you know what that means, boss.
All right, sadly we're out of time. This is how we say our goodbyes. Nice to see. What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, man, I'm still in studio.
Okay, yeah, working, yeah. putting in that work.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll be out like once in a while to do like one gig and then go back in studio.
Okay, congratulations with the success. May you continue to just slay throughout. May remain consistent, brother.
Thanks a lot, man.
One, Biggie. 14th Feb.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we wear? Can we wear red? Can we dress up in red?
For sure.
On the day?
It's gonna get bloody, you know. But what I'm saying is, you know, shout out to the homies already in the building. You know, Nomad, what's happening? Nomadic, you know, all the people that know that it's about to go down.
Nasty. All right, man. Guys, thank you very much to all my guests who are here today. Remember, all of you listening from wherever you're listening from, you are able to get this as a podcast. It will be ready in the next 30 minutes. We out of here, Junior. Thanks a lot, bro.
Thanks, man.
Catch you next week, Friday. We out of here. We play out with the list.
This is CliffCentral.com.